We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to read some verses again from the 8th chapter of Romans, and I want to suggest to you, as I did in my last message, that all of you Christian people get your Bible down and read the 7th chapter and 8th chapter of Romans. 7th chapter and 8th chapter. Don't just read it and lay it aside and say, I can't understand it. Read it over and over and over. In the 7th chapter of Romans, the battle is described, what we are on, what we are facing. We Christians who are saved, we are born again. We are born of the Spirit, not just of the flesh. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we became children of God by a new birth. We were born again. We were not made over. We had the same hands, the same feet, the same eyes, the same tongue, all that. We have a treasure in this earthen vessel, which is our body. That's eternal life. Now, the 8th chapter of Romans is supposed to be a chapter of victory. That's where we don't have to worry. We trust the Lord and go ahead. We have victory in Him. Now, I want you to know these verses. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, we read, you know, about this mortal shall put on immortality. See? This body's a mortal body. But someday, this mortal body of mine, when Jesus Christ comes again, will put on immortality. If I die, it'll be raised. If I'm alive, I'll be translated to meet the Lord in the air. Now, I know that that scripture came from God. You know, when we read over there, I show you a mystery. In other words, it's something that's never been revealed before. It's not a mysterious something. It's a secret. Where Paul said, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, a secret that you never heard before. We'll not all die. There'll be a generation of Christians alive when Jesus comes. It'll not die. If you're alive when He comes, and He may come any time, we don't know when He's coming. We're to look for Him. We're to wait for Him. We're to be busy while we're looking and waiting. He may come any time. All right, if you're saved now, He comes, you will not die. You'll be translated to meet the Lord in the air. You'll be taken up and have a blessed, wonderful, immortal body given to you. And if you die in Christ, your body will be raised. Now, I said, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that is, make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, ye are debtors not to the flesh, live after the flesh. We are in debt to God. He sent His Son to die for us. What did the flesh do for us? Well, the flesh is corrupt. What did Adam do for us? He led us to the grave. He led us to ruin. Adam and Eve walked out of the garden. Adam, the first man God ever made, Eve, the first woman, they sinned against a holy God. And every graveyard is a footprint that they made down the ages. All the prisons, all the broken hearts, all the sorrows in the world came from the fall of man. In Adam, the human race died. So when you came to this world, you didn't belong to the new nature. You belonged to the old nature. That's clearly taught in the Bible, and history proves it. I don't see why people wonder about the things. Just study history. You go back and watch the dust of the centuries blow over the bones of dead nations. What's the matter with people? Man's a failure. Always has been a failure. He's tried to keep peace in the world and couldn't do it. He's never been able to keep peace. They can't get along without killing each other. Man's a failure, naturally. But supernaturally, he is a Christian. You're a Christian because you're born again. Now a little baby dies, the blood of Jesus Christ avails for man that has no chance. For a baby that doesn't know, a little baby wouldn't be lost because a little baby came to the world, a son of Adam, a child of Adam, but not responsible. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. You have to sin, really sin to die, see. All right, but you're minus a divine nature. You're minus a divine nature. Come the world, you may be a nice person, all that kind of situation. You may be gentle and kind, so can a horse be gentle, and a dog can be a good watchdog, and you can have some good traits, and a lot of sinners do. But if you've never been born again, you're not a child of God. Now that's a sad thing to say, but it's so. It's clearly taught in the Bible. For as many as are led, notice, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's what this verse says here, the 14th verse of Romans. How do I know I'm a child of God if I'm led by the Spirit of God? I can't be led by the Spirit of God unless I'm right with God. I'm right with God because I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm saved. All right, now I'm under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Commit your way in the Lord. Trust also in Him. He'll direct your path. He'll bring it to pass. Now the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even the end of the age." He went back to heaven in his body, but he sent the Holy Ghost and came and answered the prayer on the day of Pentecost. He asked the Father, he sent him a comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's a person, just as much a person as you are a person. He doesn't have your hands or your feet or your eyes or your ears or your tongue, but he's a person. A person is a self-conscious being with a free will. Now, you are a Christian. If you're born again, if you've trusted Christ, you're saved. If you haven't, you're not a Christian. You better listen to that. You better not take any chance with your soul. I wouldn't take any if I were you. You don't have to take any. Why take it? You don't have to take any chance. Jesus Christ died to save you. He wants to save you. A man said to me one time, "Well, I don't believe this. I don't believe that." Well, I said, "I do. But you know, I haven't lost anything if it isn't so. If my religion's a dream, it's the sweetest dream I've ever had. Hangs a rainbow of hope over the dust of my dead and kindles a smile upon the brow of my bereavement. What could hurt me to dream a dream like this? But it isn't a dream. It's a blessed reality. Christ died for me. He rose from the dead. He accepts me as a poor lost sinner and saves me. And I become a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ." Now I said, "They that led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now remember, there's no such thing as universal fatherhood of God. That's purely man's interest. It isn't in the Bible. The Bible teaches the very opposite. The Bible says, "As many received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God." See? They have the right to become children of God. All right? You're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's as clear as it can be. Now, if you don't like it, then just take issue with the Bible. That's what a lot of them are doing. They think they know more than the Bible knows. But, you know, I'm one of these old-time preachers. I believe whatever the Bible says is so. If I don't understand something, you know, I say, "Well, it's just too deep for me. I'm not mature enough to understand it." I do understand something. Now, there's no question about understanding this. As many as received him, he gave them right to become children of God. That's plain, isn't it? We're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. You've no right to call God your Father if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior. He's not the Father of all men. He's the Creator of all men. You're a creature, but you're not a child of God. Jesus settled that. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't get into the kingdom of God without a new birth. A new birth is necessary. And now if you accept him as your Savior, you trust him to save you, you become a child of God. As many received him, to them gave you the right to become children of God, even them who believe on his name. You become God's child, you're born again, you step into this glorious, wonderful experience of calling God Father. And you are God's child. It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God. You know, a little child may not always understand his father, and there are things about life I can't understand. Can't understand sometimes why God lets his own children suffer, and sometimes lets them be persecuted. But that's not my business to understand. God takes care of his own. It's a wonderful thing. Listen, if you are God's child, and you are surrendered to him, and living under his directed will, and obeying him the best you know how, you don't have to worry. He'll take care of you. What are you worrying about? Why do we fret and fume and go on in life always disturbed and worried about something? Just rest in Lord Jesus Christ. Now I said, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." That's the experience of a Christian. I come to God and call him my Father. I look up into his face and I trust him. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. When the clouds gather and the state of uncertainty in which the world's living now, never has been anything like it. There's never been such universal disturbance as we have now. There's always been disturbance, but never a time when it was so universal. Anything that happens in Moscow, whatever it is, it has to do with the world. Anything that happens in Rome has to do with the world. Anything that happens in Tokyo has to do with the world. All this world, the planes in the air, the contacts with radio and television, all the world, everything's a world thing now. A world problem. The world is heading up to come someday under the Antichrist. The great Antichrist, a man that's going to counterfeit Jesus Christ. A great genius is coming on the horizon. And the world's going to accept him as God and worship him like they worshiped Nebuchadnezzar back in the old days at the beginning of the world Gentile power. They're going to worship him. But some people won't. Some people won't. There'll be multiplied thousands of people going up through the great tribulation that's coming to this earth at the end of the age. We are not headed to a glorious day on earth, not till Jesus takes over. Everything centers in Him. The only hope of this world is in Jesus Christ. It's not in the church. Now, wait a minute. The church never has saved the world. The church has never saved a nation. The church doesn't save. The church doesn't save you. Somebody said the other day, I'm going to join the church and try to live a good life. Why don't you accept Jesus? Then pick out a good Bible-believing church and join it. Why talk about the church when you want to be saved? Church doesn't save you. Jesus does the saving. The salvation, no other name except His name. You're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where you become God's child. You know, it's a strange thing. People say Jesus and the church. Why not say Jesus when you talk to a sinner? You know, a man's not ready to get into a church until he's saved. Why not get him saved? You fill your churches, unconverted people in this country now. All this soap bubble religion and nice talk and all that. And everybody going along. We're all one, you know. And we're not one. We're one in Christ. All people are one in Christ. Red folks, brown folks, black folks, white folks, all of us are one in Christ. That's a heavenly organization. It's a group of people in this world that have a heavenly relationship. Some of them live in this country, some of them live in the jungles and found Jesus Christ. That's God's family. They are the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that scattered over the earth. And there's no real trouble among them. The trouble's not there. The troubles come when some of these folks compromise, see. When you stand for the Bible as the Word of God, you have to be persecuted in this world, even by religious people. The religious people are the ones that persecuted Jesus. Why, it was a crowd there that was supposed to lead the people, that led them away from the Son of God and let Him out and put Him on the cross. Strange world, isn't it? But listen, child of God, you don't have to go through the world all depressed. Our hope is in Him. He that laid down His life for us on the cross and took it again, He it is that saves. And He it is that judges. So if we trust Him, He knows us. He remembers our frame. He remembers we're dust. But look up and trust Jesus Christ. You don't have to be tossed about all the time and disturbed. If you're a child of God, the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Now the Spirit bears witness. The Spirit's the author of the Bible. The Bible tells me if I have the Son, I have life. Now the fruit of the Spirit, that's a different thing from the witness of the Spirit. The Spirit that inspired the writing of the Word of God never gives any message contrary to the Bible. Any man comes along and says he's being led of the Spirit. If he's going contrary to the Bible, he's not led of the Spirit. The Spirit's the author of the Bible. And the Spirit never contradicts Himself. But you're guided by the Spirit of God. And He's going to take care of you. May God help us to be faithful. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down His life for us and took it again. We thank Thee that we ever came to Him and trusted Him. We thank Thee for salvation in His name. We thank Thee that we have the assurance that all things in the universe are working together for the good of us who love the Lord. Help us to love Him and to be sure of our salvation, to be true to Him in all things, and keep us faithful in every little detail, in every relationship in life. We pray in His name. Amen.
You've just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution that stands without apology for the old-time religion and the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the Christian faith and has high academic standards, write to the Director of Admissions, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.